Nation, a savory blend of thoroughbred hospitality and culinary acclaim. After following a roundabout encircling a giant bronze statue of Secretariat, a 16.9-mile historic road called Old Frankfort Pike twists and turns alongside ancient limestone rock walls and fence line that holds some of the best thoroughbred breeding stock in the country. The byway connecting Lexington and Frankfort has been named one of America's most outstanding scenic byways and is often referred to as Thoroughbred Alley, a nod to the industry that has been a part of the area's history even before Kentucky was admitted to the Union in 1792. Three Chimneys, Darby Dan, Darley America, Lane's End, and Stone Street are just a few of the imposing gates tourists often slow beside to take a snapshot, leaving the locals shaking their heads at the habitual delay. About halfway between the two cities, just outside of Midway and across from the Three Chimneys Yearling Division, sits an aged but well-preserved building, an antique and a postcard from a bygone century. For many that pass, it receives nothing more than a glance, but on a warm, sunny day, a line stretching out the door and around the corner indicate that the place is worth notice. The building that is home to Wallace Station has received a spot on the National Register for Historic Places, but the restaurant itself has won the praise of both Lexington natives and world-renowned culinary professionals. Wallace Station had its biggest claim to fame when it was featured on Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but most days, guests include various staff from nearby farms relaxing on their lunch break. Owner Weta Michael is world-renowned for the family of restaurants she has built in Lexington over the past two decades. Her businesses have been featured in the New York Times, Southern Living, and the Food Network. But Michael said she believes that the horse racing community is the heartbeat of Wallace Station. Michael was born and raised in Lexington, but she spoke about how her true introduction to the world of thoroughbreds didn't happen until she moved to the heart of horse country after a stint in New York City and was introduced to a certain horse racing ambassador upon her return.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know too much about the thoroughbred industry till I moved to Midway, so 20 years ago, and I started learning about the history of the thoroughbred industry actually from a guy named Michael Blowen. He owns Old Friends, started Old Friends, and Michael and his wife Diane moved to Midway the very same year that Chris and I did. And they were some of our very first customers. And Michael gave me an education in thoroughbred history. And it was amazing to know right where we were living was where it all started.
Michael grew up downtown on State Street. Her father was a professor at the University of Kentucky's medical school. Michael would grow up to become a Kentucky Wildcat, making a name for herself on campus by winning the national debate tournament her senior year. From there, she made the move to New York City. She honed her new trade for several years in Manhattan, working at various restaurants and attending the Culinary Institute of America. While there, she met her husband, Chris. Upon her return to Kentucky, Michael said she knew immediately that this was where she belonged.
I fell in love with restaurants while I was in college on the debate team, and I just really wanted to pursue that. But my family really wanted me to go to law school. So I opened up the New York Times and got a job, my first restaurant job, and the rest is history. Initially, I came back to Kentucky to plan my wedding. My mom was just so worried because his whole family lived in New York, and she was so worried we were going to have a New York wedding. She begged me to come home. So I came home, and once I got back to Lexington, I really loved it. I loved how accessible everything was. And I also had a strong feeling that when I owned a restaurant, when I was in business, I wanted to cook for people that I knew and loved, my family and my friends.
In 2000, Michael and her husband sold their house in Lexington and purchased their first restaurant, Holly Hill Inn, located in Midway. The building was constructed in 1845 and is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. But the couple moved in upstairs, and they transformed the main level into a successful fine dining establishment. As word quickly got out about Holly Hill Inn, Michael started looking for a new location to expand her business. She found it while driving along the scenic byway of Old Frankfort Pike.
Driving up and down this beautiful road here, And this place always had a little for rent sign in it. So we eventually one day just stopped. We called the number on a whim. And before the conversation was over, we had been convinced to rent it. I don't know really why or how. People thought we were crazy, and we kind of were. But then Wallace Station, it's been a wonderful business for us.
At the time, people were perhaps slightly justifiable in their skepticism. After all, the building was over 100 years old, built just at the turn of the 20th century. But Michael saw the character behind the faded wood and the worn-down siding.
And this was the heart of Wallace, Kentucky. And that's why we kept the name the same. It always was called Wallace Station, and we have the original store counter is inside Wallace Station. And there was a little railroad spur. The railroad ran from Midway to Versailles and Georgetown. And there was a spur on the line that came down this way, and this was the post office. And a lot of people, a lot of kids would ride their bicycles from Midway down here, and they'd come to this little store. You would buy your coal here and all that kind of thing.
In 2003, Chris and Wida officially opened Wallace Station Deli and Bakery, keeping the same counter that had been used when the building was a general store. From there, they expanded their family of restaurants with several additions throughout Lexington, including the Midway Bakery, Windy Corner Market, Smithtown Seafood, and Honeywood Restaurant. Michael got a new taste for the thoroughbred industry a few years ago when she began catering for Fasig Tipton. Today, Windy Corner at Fasig Tipton, located just behind the back walking ring, serves hungry sales goers from all over the world and offers various Kentucky Proud products. The chef admits that she's been tempted to dip her toes in the sales experience while she's serving up hot dishes at Fasig Tipton, and apparently, the sales company Bid Spotters have been working to convince her to take the plunge.
And I really started to see kind of how the business works. And I sat in on many an auction. Of course, the guys there, the spotters, are always trying to get me to raise my hand. And what kills me is when the horse isn't selling. And it's such a beautiful horse. And I have no idea, right? And I'm on the phone to my husband, honey, it's $1,000. This horse is so gorgeous. And he's like, if you buy that horse, I'm divorcing you. Don't stop. Don't do it. And so I'm not in the business, but I feel like I'm part of the hospitality arm of the thoroughbred industry, just from living and working in Woodford County and in Fayette County. And I think it's, you know, an amazing asset for our whole community.
Michael has harnessed her relationship with Fasig Tipton to help give back to her community through a self-founded organization called Feast. The nonprofit serves a major community service program in Lexington called Food Chain, which provides fresh, locally sourced fruits and vegetables to communities in need throughout the city, and works to educate those groups on sustainable food systems. Michael said that this year, when schools were unexpectedly canceled due to the pandemic, the organization worked to provide thousands of meals every week to children in need. Michael explained the premise behind her Feast program.
Feast is a group of friends of mine, all girlfriends. They come from around the country and around the state, all women chefs. We had 19 this past time. They've come for 4 years in a row, and we make a giant dinner. Everybody cooks their best plate, and we have a big feast out at Fasig Tipton and raise money for Food Chain.
Now celebrating her 20th anniversary of running her successful business, Michael has collected a number of awards and accolades over the last two decades. She's been a James Beard Foundation Award nominee as Outstanding Restaurateur and as Best Chef Southeast several times, and has also been awarded the Josephine Abercrombie Vision Award. Michael spoke about her various accolades.
I think anytime I'm nominated by the James Beard Foundation, I feel like it's very, very meaningful because it's a recognition by my peers of putting Kentucky kind of on the map for our hospitality and our restaurant industry. But also the Josephine Abercrombie Award I received from Bluegrass Tomorrow, and I cherish that award because I cherish Mrs. Abercrombie and the stewardship that she's shown with Pin Oak Stud, and I admire her as a person. And she was one of my very first customers at Holly Hill Inn, and wrote a testimonial for me in an article. And so I feel I do cherish that award, but I cherish every award. I know there are so many deserving people in this world. I mean, anytime somebody recognizes you, it's an amazing honor.
Michael is grateful to admit that without the strong Thoroughbred farm presence surrounding Wallace Station, the restaurant might not have survived even its first year. She also noted that the restaurant's Thoroughbred-related guests span from all levels of the industry and all walks of life.
Everybody eats here, the owners, the trainers, the breeders, and the groomsmen. And like when California Chrome won the Derby, they were here. And Three Chimneys is what kept this little business going. And Airdrie Stud and Lane's Inn, our horse community really supported it. When we first started, we didn't have these giant crowds here. And so they would come, all their employees would come, and really supported Wallace Station through all the years. And we were really grateful for that.
With such a strong horse community presence in the restaurant, Michael said they wanted to call out their favorite thoroughbreds on the menu as much as they could. Past dishes have included the American Faro Burger and the Just a Fry sandwich. And today, there's the famous Big Brown Burger.
The Big Brown Burger was Guy Fieri's, one of his top five burgers that he'd ever had. And so it's an all-Kentucky Proud hamburger. You know, all of our burgers are locally raised. And then it has a little Mornay sauce with a white cheddar Mornay, bacon, ham, tomato. And yeah, it's one of our top selling dishes and it's a great burger.
Michael said that non-horse people usually assume that the name originates from a Kentucky hot brown, but that he uses the popular burger's title as a chance to educate guests on the burger's namesake and the industry behind the Kentucky Derby hero. When asked to characterize the atmosphere of the successful establishment, Michael burst out laughing.
Well, we've been on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. That might give you a word. Well, we try to keep it a clean dive, but it's kind of a dive.
While it may not have the typical dive conditions, there is no denying the community and family atmosphere the place captures. The back of the property features a big deck with mismatched tables and chairs, a sprawling backyard with dozens of picnic tables, tall trees offering ample shade, and a backdrop of bluegrass horse pasture. The perfect recipe for good conversation and casual socialization. During a typical summer morning, employees trickle in to prepare for a hectic sunny afternoon. A plump gray tabby cat, the restaurant's resident mascot, approaches anyone who passes by and hopes that someone may take pity on him and offer up a scrap of bacon. Meanwhile, Michael zips from one chore to another, calling one of her teenage employees by name and greeting as they step out of their car. She hauls away a branch that ended up on the deck during last night's thunderstorm, and then lifts her hands and waves to address an older-aged man barreling down the side of Old Frankfort Pike at a surprisingly quick pace. Michael notes that the fellow is her father, who resides on a small self-run farm nearby. She said that her family often tells him he shouldn't be running on this busy road, but he always says that if he's going to go, it wouldn't be a bad way to end. The community ambiance envisioned by Michael years ago continues to represent the restaurant today.
So it's always been a picnic concept. And the idea is just to bring your kids and have fun out on the back deck. We have the only trick is we have whole softball teams who show up out here. You know, so we get very, very busy.
Even during the worst phases of the coronavirus pandemic, Wallace Station stayed open as a popular takeout spot. Michael's secret to running several restaurants during a time when customers couldn't dine in? Disney songs.
My friend says it's the next right thing from Frozen. So I keep that song in my head. You know, you have to conquer your fear. I've learned that. You can't be afraid. You have to take action. So I'm very proud of my teams, all my restaurant teams. We've got everybody back open now. And we have to operate under different conditions. But so far, it's going really well.
Even as she navigates the new world of running a restaurant during a pandemic, Michael is still working on fulfilling new goals. She spoke about some of those projects she's looking towards.
Well, we have a cookbook that's coming out. It'll be released next year, and it's going to be released Derby week. So I'm super excited about that. It'll be Tuesday of Derby week, if Derby's in May, next year. And so that's one of my big goals. And we're also really expanding our mail order bakery business. So those are some of my big goals. And then retirement at some point. I want to recover enough financially so that one day I can have a stakes race at Keeneland. That's like my husband and I, it's been one of our big goals.
While Michael waits in anticipation for the day when there's a Weta Michael Stakes or a Wallace Station handicap at the Keeneland meet, she will continue to serve as an ambassador to the outside world for Lexington's thoroughbred community.